It's Friday.
And that means it's 7:02 Unplugged.
Yeah, it's just before 20 to 3 and it's 7:02 Unplugged, an amazing feature on the station. And I am so happy to say that we are joined by the Mzansi Youth Choir in studio this afternoon for a magnificent performance. And if you could just see what the guys look like now. It's the colourful garments, beautiful beads on their heads and some face paint around the eyes. So you're all looking absolutely beautiful and good looking this afternoon. And join me now to have a chat about the choir is Alfred Pagati, the artistic director and choreographer, Zoe Gulwa, the head choral member, and Sibusiso Moketsi, one of the choral members as well. Good afternoon, guys.
Hello. And welcome. Hi. How are you?
Always good on a Friday.
Always good on a Friday.
So, I mean, most importantly, how are you guys doing? I mean, it's been a whirlwind, I imagine, since appearing on America's Got Talent and coming back to South Africa after the first episode aired, what was about a week or so ago now?
Yes, it was about a week ago.
Yeah.
And firstly, we just want to say greetings to our fans, greetings to the listeners of 7:02. We are very, very humbled by the reception and the appreciation of what we've achieved as a choir.
Ah, that's fantastic. So, I mean, what was that whole experience like, right? I mean, going to America's Got Talent and, you know, being on a world stage, appearing in front of all the audience members and having those three judges in front of you, Simon Cowell, is it Heidi Klum and Howie Vandel, right?
Yes.
Who were you most intimidated by out of those three judges?
I think as a choir, we were mostly intimidated by Simon and I think Howie as well, because Howie is not fond of choirs most of the time. And Simon is a tough judge. So we wanted to impress at least them. Yeah. But to our surprise, we were impressed everybody there, including the audience. Mm-hmm. And it was overwhelming. The experience was crazy. We were so nervous. But as soon as we spoke to the host of the show, the nerves just came down and we were just on our game, you know, on our performance mode. We were ready for anything.
Yeah. And for those of us who have never been and probably never will experience something like that, when you watch it on TV, it all looks so slick and, you know, so easy in terms of the production. But take us a little bit behind the scenes. Do you have to beforehand, do you get to prepare your song? Like, do you experience the stage beforehand before you go out? Or is it all completely live?
It is completely live, everything. But what you have to do, you have to prepare. Mm-hmm. And as you all know, for America's Got Talent, it's all about the right song to choose.
Yes.
It's not just choosing a song. It's a, it's a song that will communicate with any individual. And so we go and work as a choir. Like this song that we sang, which is called It's Okay.
Yeah.
So we first heard it sang by a Nightbird known as Jane. She sang that song during her audition or at the America's Got Talent. But sadly, she had cancer, you know.
I remember that. Yeah,
and that touched us so much and her story as well. And we said, let's do something. Let's pay a tribute to her by doing our own version, adding some South African spice into it. Mm-hmm. And our musical director, who is a genius, Mr. Situmonya Mezele, took the song and cooked it and put some harmonies, put some spice. And those who knows music, they will tell you what he did was amazing, because you have 9 parts.
Yeah.
Voices. Normally, you know, it's 4 parts, tenor, okay, soprano, whatever. Mm-hmm. There's 9 parts on that song. You know, and he did something amazing. Then after that, we recorded the song. Then I think she responded immediately after we
posted on Facebook. Yeah.
Then we posted on Facebook and she was touched. She said, I'm holding tears when I'm listening to this. And thank you, Mzansi Youth Choir from South Africa, you know, for paying tribute to me. Then sadly, she passed on.
That was, when was that? When did she pass on? Was it like a year or two ago?
Yeah, it's two years ago.
February 2022.
Okay. So that was then, okay, and then she responded to you?
Yeah, then sadly she passed on. Then when we went to AGT now, we said, you know what, it would be nice to sing this song.
Yeah.
You know, and so we did that. And we didn't know it will have so much impact.
Mm.
We didn't know that people are going to be touched so much.
Yeah.
And we were so humbled by that, you know, but we were doing it to continue her message, because her message is so powerful, saying that no matter whatever problems you have, even if you still have that 1%, enjoy that 1%.
Yeah.
You know, enjoy it. You don't have to wait till life is good.
Yeah,
to enjoy yourself.
She had an amazing outlook on life, from what I saw.
Yeah.
So, I mean, now this takes us to the performance and then the reaction from the judges. And you're standing there on stage and you're listening to these judges, you know, their comments, and they're loving what you have done. And then they hit that golden buzzer. And you are the first group in the history of America's Got Talent to receive this golden buzzer. Now, that takes you to the semifinals, right?
Yes.
So that's a complete slingshot forward into the semifinals. What did you guys do straight after that? I mean, what did you do there, Sibo Siso?
Oh, it is so interesting. It is so amazing. Like, it was a great, great feeling after that happened. So afterwards, we had to, like, after those things got down, we had to, we all collected them and left them. We still have them at home because it's like a great thing. It's like a memorable thing for us in the choir. So
yeah,
we gave everyone in all the members of the choir, we gave them those things.
The golden
yes. Gave everyone those. I swear none of us could sleep. So it's a great, great, great memory.
Ah, wonderful.
So overwhelmed.
And now, obviously you're back in South Africa.
Yeah.
Have you still got to go back now and film more episodes for the semis, or how does it work?
How it works is that for the semifinals, we're going to go there.
Yeah.
With our song that we're taking to the semifinals. At this moment, that song is
secret.
You know?
but if you can, it's just you and me here.
No, we can't.
Is it going to be a South African favorite? Are you going to bring some Mzansi flavor to it? Or is it going to be...
We like to keep it a surprise.
Yeah.
Then we go there, and what we'll do, we're going to rehearse, you know, practice as much as we can with the technical team that side to make the act look great and everything. But we're going to work very, 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 very hard. We might go to a camp as well here in South Africa, like football players, you know, to go and focus the brain, because that... It's a big stage. I don't want to lie to you. It's a big stage.
Yeah, huge.
And you ask a question, how did we feel? I'm going to share something. Even the choristers, they don't know. I was sitting at the audience when they were performing.
Mm-hmm.
Then when they put that first
golden
audience,
buzzer.
A first golden buzzer in history, which is the audience giving it to the contestants. It was the first time in history. I couldn't believe it, but I don't know how I moved from my chair. I found myself on stage. I don't have any memory of that.
Actually,
when I woke up with injuries that I don't know how I got. My knee, and I couldn't walk.
Yeah.
My hip was dislocated.
Yeah, he jumped on stage. He didn't use the stairs. He just jumped. I don't know
just
how.
Just flung himself on stage.
Surprised the next day. He
so
can't
much
walk.
Excitement, hey? Jeez, well, I mean, you've got the whole of South Africa rooting for you guys.
Yeah. Thank you.
And good luck with the semi-final. Can't wait to see what the song is.
Yeah.
Best of luck. And we're going to take a break now. And then when we come back, a live performance from the Mzansi Youth Choir.